It's Thursday, August 18th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Mid-market IT spend grows while Chromebooks and tablets decline. The FTC may be taking up privacy, and channel partners love and hate their vendors. This is the Business of Tech. Tech Isle out with worldwide mid-market IT spending data, projecting it to reach $993 billion this year. Overall, IT services will grow by 7.2% from 2021. Some key data points. Cloud spending within the mid-market will increase by 22%. SaaS adoption will see the highest growth rate at 27%. And in 2025, 43% of mid-market IT spending will be cloud. And let's talk Chromebooks and tablets, quoting Channel Partner Insight. Global PC shipments suffered a second consecutive quarter of decline in Q2 2022, falling 14% to 105 million units. According to market intelligence firm Canalys, several issues, including rising inflation, COVID-related lockdowns in China, and falls in consumer and education spending, contributed to a difficult quarter for the industry. Tablet shipments fell for the fourth quarter in a row, down 11% yearly, with 34.8 million units shipped worldwide. Chromebooks were also down for a fourth consecutive quarter. Still, they endured a much starker decline, with shipments tumbling 57% to 5.1 million units in Q2 as demand from the education sector continued to wane. Why do we care? Watching where the money flows does give us a good sense of priority. Shocking no one is that SaaS adoption will grow the fastest. If you're surprised, you're not paying attention. I'm expecting those hardware numbers to level off a bit due to the reasons cited by Canalys. Those are transitory rather than systematic. However, the move to cloud and SaaS, that's systematic. The IT services growth numbers project a solid year overall. Just ensure you're spending your time on the right stuff. Even without a federal privacy law, looks like the Federal Trade Commission is getting involved. According to the Wall Street Journal, they are expected to begin writing federal rules to expand online privacy protections as soon as today. If adopted, the rules could impose significant new responsibilities on businesses that handle consumer data, including potentially barring certain kinds of data collection practices, the people said. Legislation isn't dead either. It's just unclear if the votes are there this session. Diving into that, the record highlights the negotiations along may be important, as they have gained bipartisan support. Why do we care? I keep thinking something's got to change, and it seems the FTC may be the group to start work. The bipartisan support of the negotiations alone should indicate that rule setting by the FTC won't be controversial. This means those of us tracking rules for data should note the FTC as a significant player to watch. And CompTIA with their latest Partner Experience Trends Report, the 2022 edition. Here are your highlights. Two-thirds of channel partners say their relationships with vendors are solid and strong. However, one-half of channel firms have dropped a vendor partner in the last 2 years due to poor experiences. 35% of channel firms say they will only work with vendors that offer a seamless partner experience. 57% deem PX important enough that they will accept only slight deficiencies in it, even if there is positive revenue. Nearly 40% of channel firms said vendors are reworking compensation models to reflect the changing marketplace, where many channel partners are selling fewer products and more complex services. Channel partners still derive a significant amount of their overall revenue via vendor compensation. Why do we care? Not expecting many partners to say their relationships aren't strong, so instead, focus on the basics. Providers won't do business with vendors if they're hard to do business with. Again, not shocking, but boiling it down to basics helps make it relevant. I will observe a constant source of amusement for me. Those providers who bemoan long-term contracts from their vendors, yet tout their own long-term contracts with customers. Have your cake and eat it too, huh? If you can pull that off, great. Now the rest of us can see what you're doing And with authenticity being a priority in today's buyer's journey, remember that. If you're an MSP looking to grow your business by scaling your cyber practice, it's critical to offer a white label, multi-tenant SOC as a service. Agile Blue is that SOC XDR, detecting cyber attacks on the cloud, network, applications, and endpoints before a breach occurs. Trusting nothing while detecting everything and staffed with a 24/7 expert set of threat hunters and cyber analysts who obsess over you and your client's cybersecurity, Agile Blue works side by side with your team. Join today and get 3 months of EDR free by visiting agileblue.com/pod to start. Thanks for listening. Today is National Fajita Day, so a good one to celebrate. I will be off tomorrow, but there'll be a bonus episode for the weekend releasing, and I'll talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.